amazing. Now, didn't the children do well? Oh, my goodness. Can we give them a round of applause again? Absolutely amazing. Now, my family are quite a musical family, and that song is quite a technical song. Fantastic. I am so delighted and excited. The adult choir were good as well, by the way. Good morning, and thank you for having us again for Healthy Sunday. And Reverend Timmy, thank you so much for your kind support and commitment to this. And I wanted to start by asking everyone a question. Is that okay? All right. So the question is, just a quick show of hand, no judgment, no judgment zone. Quick show of hands, who went to bed later than they planned to last night? Okay, there was a hand right there. Thank you for your honesty. Okay, another question. Since we're now in this safe space of open admission, who has a sensible set bedtime? A sensible set bedtime. A few, a minority. Great. So I am in good company this morning then. So we're going to look at an aspect of our health that often is forgotten. It's a bit like the poor relative. It's a bit like that old sock that gets in the back of the cupboard. It's a bit like that mince pie that gets left in the box that nobody eats. Do you know what I mean? Like the Quality Street. What's our favourite Quality Street? The Green Triangle. Political here. What's our least favourite chocolate in the Quality Street box? Can't hear you. Oh, somebody said the triangle. Toffee. All right. So imagine this topic is as unpopular as the toffee in the Quality Street box. It's the bit about our health that we always leave. It's the bit that doesn't involve calories, per se. It doesn't involve cooking. It doesn't involve peeling anything. But it is an essential part. And it is rest. And a lot of science now shows us that rest is actually a determinant of our health. Now, I guess we live in a society where everything is fast, everything is quick, and sometimes there's lots of pressure, isn't there, to do, pack a lot of things into a small space of time. Now, I'm really grateful for the innovation that we've had since COVID or during COVID, which was we can work online. We don't have to be in a particular space to be productive. However, how many of us are guilty of having those meetings back to back to back to back? To back and not taking a break. Okay, lovely, I'm loving this, really open confession, you know. But actually, we're going to talk about staying healthy and rest. And I really want us to bring rest out of that really quiet, forlorn space into the forefront of our minds this morning and henceforth, because rest is so important for our lives, really important. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. So, does anyone want to guess where in Scripture we first see or hear about rest? Yes, right at the back. Shout. Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. Now, interestingly, we see this, don't we, in the reading, and the readings were beautiful as well. Absolutely amazing. We see that God rested. Now, God wasn't tired. And he wasn't having a bad day. And he hadn't been caught up in traffic. God rested to model the importance of us taking a rest. Now, can I say, throughout my life, I've started to realize, or I am realizing more and more, the difference between sleep and rest. Yeah, because there are times that I sleep, but I wake up tired. Heavy, burdened, heart really beating, sweaty, worried. So I don't want us to think or mix the two, sleep being the same as rest. And actually, rest is one of God's gifts to us, and therefore He modeled it because it was so important, really important. And can I just say that rest isn't laziness? Now, I grew up with an extremely strict mum, really hard-working mum. Don't tell her I told you this. She's in her 80s, but she's as sharp as, yeah, she's really sharp, but don't tell her I told you this. And if this is online, I hope she's not watching. She used to say to me that if you, as a girl, if you sleep more than outside the hours of 6 a.m., you're lazy. Yeah. That was the tradition then, that you go, some of us are nodding. Yeah. It was a tradition that, you know, as a girl who's going to grow up and be industrious and, you know, be a really good person out in the world, a good wife, a good mother, you got up early and you worked hard. Thanks, Mum, but yeah. It isn't laziness at all. It's really important. And I love the analogy you gave, Reverend, when you were talking about that plug-in Hoover. You know, and I like to think of it as, I think about my mobile phone. Now, I don't want to start any techno wars here, but I have an Apple device. So all of the Androiders can boo me if you like. Boo, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, with the Apple devices, those of us that have them, or your Android devices, we often are told that we have to turn our device off because of updates. Doesn't it get on your nerves? And I leave it to the last minute. You know, you get the warning, don't you? Your phone needs to update. And you get the 7-day warning, then the 3-day warning. And then it's like, this phone needs to update. And there's something I really want to do on my phone, but the phone won't update unless it's charged. So it has to, sometimes I'll press update and it says, well, your battery's not full enough for the update. Ah. And then I'm like, well, I've got messages to send. I want to send my messages and I want to do the update at the same time. But it doesn't work. Which means, for me, really important, that God wants us to totally surrender and allow him to do that update. Now, if we don't and we refuse, guess what? We're not as effective as we should be. So, I don't know, I think this is iOS 20,000 at the moment. So they have updates and it has numbers. But if you're 2 steps behind or 5 stages behind because you didn't allow him to update you, you're not really enjoying the maximum life that he wants you to. So allowing yourself to rest is really, really important. Now, I was talking to my daughter this morning and I was having a bit of a giggle, like you do, because it's Christmas and Christmas carols. And I was thinking about one of my favourite Christmas carols, which is Silent Night. Right. And, you know, I'm a practical girl, and do forgive me. My school report was, Shola is always in the clouds, thinking, overthinking. And I was overthinking Silent Night, and I was thinking, hang on, let's keep it real, folks. There was nothing really silent about that night. Can you imagine? Mary had just given birth. Come on, those of us that have had children, silent? I thinketh not. Now, Joseph, bless his heart, probably palpitations and shock. But they were in a barn, in a stable. Can you imagine? Creaky wooden floors. Animals. I mean, there's nothing silent about straw. Has anyone slept on straw? No, I haven't. I'm far too diva-ish. I don't do holidays like that. But, you know, like people that do camping, you're on your own. But there's nothing silent about it. So I thought it was interesting that we sing, you know, Silent Night. But actually, my daughter just said to me, Mum, isn't it amazing that God, that Silent Night was probably God allowing the Saviour to sleep in heavenly peace because there's a bubble. There was a bubble around him, a bubble of godly rest and peace. And I was like, that's true. Because do you know that, I have to be honest, sometimes in this life, there isn't that ideal time to rest, is there? Often we want to rest when everything is calm and we want that task to be absolutely finished. But I want to be God's voice to you today and say, God is inviting you to rest even in the midst of the struggle that you're going through right now. In Psalms 127, that was beautifully read by the children, it said that he gives his beloved rest. But sometimes the situation is not so beloved. It's not so lovely, is it? It's not so cushy. It's noisy, and sometimes it's our physical health, it's our mental health. It's just the hustle and bustle of Christmas. But I believe that God is inviting us into a vortex, a bubble. In your busy life, your difficult situations, he's inviting us, as his beloved, to a place of rest. And guess what? And sleep. And sleep. You know, while we are sleeping, God is working. Yeah. A lot of the times we have prayer requests to put before God, don't we? God, please do this, and please do that, and please do this. And sometimes, maybe all the time, God just needs us to step aside and get out of the way, go to sleep, and allow him to do what he does best in us. Now, that's a lot about our spiritual health, isn't it? But actually, we know in our physical health that when we don't sleep enough... Well, actually, let me talk to you. What are the things that keep you awake? Please do shout. What are the things that keep you awake or stop you from sleeping? You're going to have to shout louder than that. Worry. Noise. Money. Who said money? Yeah, let's just keep it real. Yes, a hand at the back. Sorry? Jew story. Oh, scrollings. Oh, thank you for being honest. Right, okay. So those things do keep us awake. And actually, let's talk about scrolling. You know this thing? It's called a smartphone. I think, and a lot of the science evidence is showing us, that the smartphone is making us really, really silly about our health. It's addictive. Absolutely, it's addictive. And when we don't sleep, what happens is your body doesn't repair when we don't sleep. And you're thinking, what do you mean repair? I'm not broken. Actually, everything we do, your liver, your kidney, your heart, they work really hard, don't you? It's like, my heart's working really hard right now. My spine is working really hard, especially since I insist on wearing high heels. My spine is like, come on, Sherlocky. My ankles are working really hard. Your lungs are working really hard. What a blessing that they work so well. Your pancreas is secreting insulin. All your blood is pumping oxygen around your body. What a great blessing. But when we don't rest, they don't have time to replenish. Now, because God is an amazing, amazing architect and creator, he created our bodies to go above and beyond. So when we don't give our body enough, your body says, I'm going to soldier on. But what happens after a while is the pancreas gets a bit tired, and then the blood glucose levels rise. Actually, our body struggles to manage our weight. So you can do all the exercise you like, and you can eat all of the healthy foods you like, but if you don't rest, your body finds it difficult to bless those dividends of that hard work you've done. So there are so many good reasons to allow ourselves to rest so that we can reset. God works best when we stop pushing, when we step back fall into his arms. He works at his best. My closing reflection for you today is to think about that one thing that you're going to do to allow your body to get the rest that it needs. Now, it might even be something really simple and refusing to watch that next Netflix series and turn the telly off and go to bed. It might be that you're going to give yourself some grace, especially during this special season of Christmas, and actually allow yourself to take that extra time to just sit and reflect. It might be that you're going to trust God, because rest is actually an expression of faith, saying, God, do you know what? I haven't got this. I haven't got this all together. I'm going to leave this to you. Now, whatever it is, I want to just pray and agree with us all that this will be a blessing to our spirit, our soul, and our body. Remember, your body is the container. All the goodies, your soul, your spirit are inside. And it's like, I don't know, having a drink of water. If you didn't have your bottle, how would you drink it? Or if the bottle was broken or it's leaking. And God doesn't want any leaky Christians, does he? He wants us to be able to serve him as whole, blessed vessels. So, God cares about your bedtime. So you ought to care as well as an expression of worship. You've been amazing. Thank you for listening. And congratulations to the men. Sadly, Precious and I have to leave a little bit early today because if we weren't, we'd be coming to have our portion of that feast. But I know because you love us so much that you're going to pack a little package aside. And we will faithfully come and get it. But thank you and have an amazing Christmas. God bless you and rest, rest, rest.
Thank you. Thank you very much for those powerful words of encouragement, Dr. Shola. Shall we give her another round of applause? Thank you. We now are going to have our...